Position 2. During the past three decades, Iran built dozens of dams and tunnels to transfer water of Ahwazi rivers to the central plateau of Iran. Particularly, Al-Adim wetlands dried out completely due to dams and the drilling of hundreds of oil wells. In violation to the rights of indigenous Arabs, thousands of families living in tens of villages around this wetland were forcibly displaced, and a unique indigenous community called Medan, with a lifetime of several thousands of years, was completely abolished. In the southern part of Ahwaz region, in Abadan and its surroundings, millions of palm trees died due to significant decrease of water entering the region, and thousands of Arab farmers were unemployed and forced to evacuate their villages and migrate. In the cities, systematic discrimination against Arab people is practiced in a much stronger sense than in the past, and an employment ban against Arab people has been implemented in all governmental organizations. To find employment, many Arabs have changed their names to Persian mainstream names to appear as non-Arabs to the employers. We demand the government of Iran to recognize the property rights of the indigenous Arab people of Ahwaz. We ask United Nations not to allow the Iranian government to destroy the communities of the indigenous Arabs through managing or completely cutting off the water and through land confiscations. We demand Iran to return the confiscated lands of thousands of villagers and to restore life to our destroyed villages by restoring water in the riverbeds and in the marshlands.